Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. Have you ever lost your passion? You know, you found yourself, you used to be so fired up about things, so motivated, so driven, and now these days you're like just barely dragging yourself out of the bed. How do you refire that passion? How do you refine that? And I don't just mean like passion in your relationships. I mean passion in your career, passion in your everyday life, excitement to go out with your friends, just that overall passion for life. How do you get that back? I got some ideas for you today. Number one, rest. Don't fool yourself in thinking you're gonna get lots of energy back in your life if you're constantly wiped out because you're not sleeping enough. You're not rehabbing enough. You're not rejuvenating enough. I mean, if you are always go, 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 but you're never taking a moment to give your brain and your body that break, then you're never gonna have the levels of energy that frankly you deserve. We know from science and neuroscience, you must be getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep consistently. If you don't believe that, please go do the research. It's unanimous. It's 50 years of sleep research now. Your cognitive abilities go so much further down in terms of negativity, your ability to think, your ability to process when you're tired. And along with your cognition goes your motivation. You know, it's just like if you can't think, you can't get really motivated and excited about things. So please just get some rest in. Make sure if you're not getting enough of sleep, then meditate or nap throughout the day whenever you can find your spot. I don't care if that means you come home and before you go in to hang out with the kids, you just pass out for 15 minutes in the car, you know? Just do something to rejuvenate yourself, because if you're not rested, the passion is gonna go away. And you and I both know that we are living in a culture right now where everyone's burning the candle at both ends. And most of what they're doing isn't really necessary. They're just replying to everybody else and losing themselves in their lives. We gotta get you back. And the way to get your energy back is first and foremost, please get some rest. Second, visualize. You know, do you remember back in high school or college, you know, or in your younger years when you used to just lay there and dream stuff up and get so excited thinking about things? And it was just, I mean, you would literally get fired up just thinking about something. A new movie was coming out and you just sit there thinking about it. You know, it's some new opportunity, a new date was gonna come up for somebody new, and you just get stoked, you'd be thinking about it. What happens today is no one's thinking about anything, because there's no white space to do that anymore. They're just constantly looking at their phone or constantly replying to somebody. You need white space, you need time to think. And the best way to do that is to close your eyes off from everything else and just think about the things you're excited about again. You know, that's it. You just need those moments to connect with your passions. It's not that you don't have passions. Look, if you got kids, you got passions. You got a job, you got passions. You're doing something that you care about in the world, or you're an artist, you've got passions. It's that you're disconnected from them because you're not thinking about them anymore. You used to just obsess. You'd sit there with your journal and write out ideas. You'd draw things. You'd talk about that thing with everybody else. You'd lay in bed and just be like, oh my gosh, when this happens, it'll be so amazing. And you haven't had that for a while, and that's why there's no passion. You're not taking the time to dream up, to think about, and get excited about passions. Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You gotta track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world, and you gotta stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is gonna help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week,
to track your breakthroughs and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now. Third, you have to trigger your passions. You have to set up reminders about why you should be excited about things. Set up reminders to focus on things. It's hard to have a continual emotional experience about anything unless you're reminded continually about that thing. I mean, think about something like as common as fear or anger. Most people don't have fear or anger in debilitating ways as they go throughout the day. It's that something triggers them, that emotion comes up, and they're like, oh, dang! You know? Well, the same thing happens for passion. You need something that's triggering your passions, your emotions, like that side of your life that is more connected to your heart or your interests that are beyond the analytical mind. So you've got to do something to trigger yourself in that. For me, for example, I'll watch really motivating and inspiring films or really motivating, inspiring YouTube shorts that just, I watch this thing and the music and everything, it just fires me up. I have to have a soundtrack to my life that's passionate to stay passionate. So I listen to music that makes me passionate. I watch things that make me passionate. I set reminders on my phone that literally say, be passionate, fool. You know? And it's like having all these reminders, being in an environment of passion around other people, around music, around visuals, around reminders, all of that adds up to keep me on track to living a passionate life. If you don't have triggers, then you're just not going to be consistent in that feeling of passion. And then last, integrate and celebrate your wins. You know, as you're going through, sometimes people, when they achieve something or they're doing something great, they just start not celebrating anymore. Do you remember the first time you did something awesome? You know, those first steps, those first big wins, that first time you did something cool at work or with your friends, you're like, hey guys, look what I did here. And yeah, and you'd like celebrate it. And then you went home and you integrated it. You thought, yeah, I did that. And you allowed that thing that you achieved to kind of settle in on you a little bit, to strengthen up your spine, to be proud of yourself. And sometimes we've lost passion in our lives because we stopped celebrating and integrating them. You just keep going after one thing after the next, after the next, after the next, and never taking a pause to appreciate what you've done, to appreciate what you've contributed or felt or connected. And when we don't take those moments just to pause, the passion goes away. The emotional energy of our life flatlines because we're not giving ourselves that gift of just a few moments to appreciate and celebrate and feel life again, feel our accomplishments again. You won't feel passionate for the day if you don't allow yourself to feel greater ranges of emotion that are celebratory, that are excited, that are happy, that are connected. So give yourself that gift of just taking a step back today. What could you be grateful for? What could you be proud of? What could you connect with right now that you've done? You know, give yourself some credit. And if you don't allow yourself to do that, then your passions will never arise because the last times your passions arose, you didn't celebrate them. You didn't notice it. So your passions said, you know what, Jack, I'm going over here. I'm out of here. They don't. If you don't care about your passions and celebrating them, they're not going to care about waking up for you. So I hope these ideas help you reconnect. You deserve to have a passionate life, but it won't happen automatically. You have to do these things to cultivate those passions. Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day,
That's hashtag Growth Day, because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review, because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me, or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there, my team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people
And they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.